InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, October the 22nd, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be taking a look at the wave of foreign voters that are headed towards the United States, as well as the red wave that is increasing in size, as we see with all the activity surrounding tonight's rally in Houston, Texas, where President Trump is going to be coming to support former rival, arch rival, Ted Cruz. And there's so many people there in a venue that was going to hold just a few thousand, 7,000 or 8,000. They went to another venue to increase it up to 19,000, 20,000. They have 100,000 people who have tried to get into that rally. So they're going to have a massive tailgate party. And they've got speakers that are going to broadcast a speech to the crowd outside. But, of course, we're not supposed to notice that. We're supposed to notice what CNN is telling us and what the mainstream media is telling us, and that there is absolutely no way that Republicans are going to hang on or even increase their presence in Congress. President Trump has now eclipsed Barack Obama's popularity at this point by a couple of percentage points. And, of course, in 2010, it wasn't a good year for Obama or the Democrats, even though he was close to where President Trump is. So that could still happen. One of the reasons that could still happen is because Republican Congress, led by Paul Ryan, who has always been open borders, has always opposed President Trump's policies on trying to protect the borders. We have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who will probably soon be the youngest woman ever to be a congressperson. And she is saying that climate change is an existential threat. No, the existential threat to America is what is happening at the border right now. The American voters understood that. That's why President Trump jumped to the front of the pack. That's why he got elected. Paul Ryan and the GOP establishment have blocked this. Paul Ryan said nearly a year ago that he wasn't going to run for re-election. He was going to retire as Speaker of the House, and yet he is remaining in place until he can hand the gavel, he hopes, to Nancy Pelosi or somebody else of that ilk. And this is a betrayal of the American voter, of the American, of America as a country, by the Republican establishment. And that's, if they lose, it's going to be because of that. It isn't going to be because of President Trump. You can see how popular President Trump is and his policies. Now, there are things that President Trump could do and should do and must do, things that he has a duty to do. One of those is what I've been saying for the last year. Send the military to the border. This latest caravan or army, if you, whatever you want to call it, that is coming. At first it was going to be 1,000, then it was 4,000, now it's 10,000. Who knows how many it is? It's a record number of crossings, and this is not anything that's new. This has been going on and increasing for the last year or so. Why? Because President Trump telegraphed impotence about the border situation to them. Immediately after President Trump was elected, the number of crossings dwindled, and yet they have taken a very passive approach, won't do anything to challenge these judges who are saying you've got to keep DACA. DACA is just an executive order that was put in by Barack Obama's Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano. This Homeland Security Secretary, this president, can and should overturn DACA. It is just a political calculation. And it is a political calculation that may cause President Trump the presidency, because if the Democrats get this election, they will impeach him. So he's hoping he's going to hang on to the Senate, even if they lose the House. The Senate will not vote to impeach President Trump, most likely. But that is a very dangerous game, very dangerous political game. President Trump should have gone with his promise. He should have stopped the border. It's not too late to do it. It is essential that he do it. He's been handed a golden opportunity. We'll talk more about that. We'll talk about free speech, propaganda, gender wars, and today's phrase, existential threat, from Ocasio-Cortez.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, October the 22nd, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be talking about the red wave versus the foreign voter wave. One of them is going to prevail. And it is a very, it's a moment of crisis right now, I think. A danger and opportunity. President Trump has something that he can do right now to protect this country. This presents an existential threat, unlike what Ocasio-Cortez says is the existential threat. We'll tell you what she says it is. You won't believe it. But there really is an existential threat to this country, and it is an existential threat to President Trump as president. Quite frankly, he needs to follow through with some strong moves to protect the border, and that means sending the military to oppose this army of people that are coming through. The 4,000, 5,000, 10,000, whatever the number is, it keeps growing rapidly. Whatever that number is. There have been more than 1,000 people crossing the border that the Border Patrol knows of on a daily basis, and that number has increased as President Trump has gone limp on border policy in terms of not opposing it. We're going to talk about what the real solution to this is, and quite frankly, a border wall and the military at the border is just a stopgap measure. There has to be massive reform to stop drawing people into this country. The Democrats, of course, want the voters. But the GOP establishment, the people like the Koch brothers and the people who work for the Koch brothers, like Paul Ryan, want the cheap labor. And we have to understand this is a bipartisan push, and it is also a massive economic magnet of economic policies that are pulling people in this country. And no matter how many walls or military personnel we put there, if we continue to offer these lavish benefits to anybody that can get through, they're going to get through. That's just human ingenuity. And we have to determine whether or not we want to take control of our country, our culture, our laws, our society, or if we're just going to be passive and sit back and do nothing because it's not politically correct to do that. I think we've seen too much of that in America. We've seen too much of that, quite frankly, in the Trump administration so far. He needs to get tough. Show some spine, show some backbone, make some decisive actions right now, or it's going to be too late for you and for the country. Before we get into that, let's talk about some news that's come out the last day. And I think this is maybe one of the most important and indicative pieces of news that I have today. PETA says that cow's milk is a symbol of white supremacy. Now, they actually tweeted this out. Cow's milk has long been a symbol used by white supremacists. And then they link to an article. What does drinking milk have to do with white supremacy? The white stuff isn't the right stuff. And this reminds me of a story that hit in June of 2017. It was a survey that was done by the Innovation Center of the U.S. Dairy Business. Okay, that's the title. Innovation Center of U.S. Dairy. So it's a trade organization that did a survey. And they found that 7% of Americans believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. 7%. That's about 16 million people. If that survey is indicative, 16 million people believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. Or maybe if we go with PETA's ideas here, maybe we start calling it chocolate milk. Maybe we should call it milk of color. And maybe milk of color comes from cows of color, because they're not brown cows. That would not be nice. You know, you got PETA identifying with dairy cows out here. They say the dairy industry inflicts extreme violence on other living beings. Well, no, quite frankly, dairy cows are some of the most cared for animals on the planet. They take better care of dairy cows than the American government takes care of its welfare recipients. Yes, they are milking them for votes, milking them for other, for political power. And the dairy cows are taken better care of in that welfare system. They're identifying with the dairy cows, quite frankly. And we've got some stories about what's going on in the gender wars as well that we'll be covering later on. But you look at how crazy that is. And the reason I say this is a top story to me is because last week we were suspended. Our program's Twitter account was suspended because of a lie put out by the Daily Beast that I had said that Hillary Clinton had a test, and the test proved that she was only 50% reptilian space lizard and not 100% reptilian space lizard. It was a satire that I was reading along with the DNA test information from Elizabeth Warren, who is now saying that she took the DNA test to help people trust in government. Yeah, that helped our trust a great deal in government as well as in Elizabeth Warren. But there are a lot of people who trust the Daily Beast, a lot of people who trust Twitter. Of course, Twitter trusted the Daily Beast, or at least they used that as an excuse to shutter our Twitter account. Because they don't want to shutter our Twitter account because I talk about what's happening with the Federal Reserve or with the CIA or any other touchy issue. They don't want to shut us down for that type of thing. So they'll shut us down over a presumed claim that I said that Hillary Clinton was only 50% reptoid DNA, as if that was real. But people who were former friends of ours back in North Carolina trolled my wife on Facebook saying, look at this. Look at what David Knight is doing now. Because they trust the Daily Beast. They trust Twitter. And these people are as great of fools as these idiots who think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. But they're far more dangerous and far more numerous. It's absolutely amazing to see this, because this is the idiocy of people who don't know how to think for themselves. Dense and captive. They're totally devoid of any critical thinking. And they fall for the lies and the manipulations of Twitter and these other people who, quite frankly, don't like what we're saying about politics, don't like what we're saying about the establishment. Was that the reason why they shut down 800 alternative media sites last week? Some of them libertarian, some of them leftist. Not all of them were conservative or Trump supporters. And they didn't say anything about Hillary Clinton and her reptilian DNA as a satire. What if I said that? What if I said that and I wasn't even reading Babylon Bee? What if I came up with that satire? Would that be justification for shutting me down? What if I believed that? What about the stuff that they have said about President Trump? Far worse things have been said about President Trump, and said in all seriousness. Supposedly, this was because I said something specifically about Hillary Clinton. And as I pointed out last week, if you really want to know what the DNA of the Daily Beast is, the DNA of the Daily Beast is thoroughly Clintonian. They were there attacking Danny Williams, who wanted to know what his DNA was, wanted Bill Clinton to take a DNA test to prove or to disprove paternity after having his highway patrol in Arkansas deliver cash payments to this, to Danny Williams when he was a boy. His black mother said that Bill Clinton was his father. And that seemed to be supported by the fact that the Arkansas State Police were constantly delivering money to him. But it was the Daily Beast who took the lead and attacking Danny Williams over his DNA request. And it is the Daily Beast that is owned by the holding company that has Chelsea Clinton sitting on their board, $6.5 million that they have paid her to sit on the board of a company that she knows nothing about. She doesn't know anything about the internet businesses that they have. She doesn't know anything about journalism. She doesn't know anything about marketing or technology, but they pay her $6.6 million. Why? Because of nepotism. She's the child of Bill and Hillary. That's it. That's the DNA that you need to know about the Daily Beast. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the man who foiled the Nazi nuclear plan, and then we're going to talk about how we treat our heroes, locking them up for 7 years for a collector's item gun.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their technique. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
There's a story that's been told in many documentaries, many movies, many books. It was the destruction of the Nazi factory in Norway that was producing heavy water for their nuclear weapons program. And the man who led that has now died at age 99. He was only 23 years old when he led that raid. Obviously not one of the millennial generation, but he was just 23 years old when he led that raid. They went behind enemy lines in his native Norway. His name is Joachim Rønneberg. They were occupied by the Germans at the time. The year was 1943, and it changed history, changed the course of war. As a matter of fact, before Germany could take over Europe, they had to create the European Union and do it that way economically instead of with bombs. But it would have been a very different war if they had been able to continue to produce heavy water. He was picked by the British to lead that operation. It was called Operation Gunnerside. They penetrated and destroyed key parts of the heavily guarded Norsk hydro plant that was producing heavy water. An earlier raid had failed to even reach the site. Dozens of attackers had been captured and killed, and they believed that they were going into a suicide mission. Nevertheless, they did it, and they succeeded. They parachuted onto a snow-covered mountain plateau. The small group teamed up with a handful of other commando soldiers before skiing to their destination, penetrating the plant on foot and blowing up the heavy water production line. Describing the pivotal moment, Rønneberg later said that he made a last-minute decision to cut the length of his fuse from several minutes to just seconds to ensure that the explosion would take place. But it also made it more difficult to escape. But he did. And they, of course, had a massive manhunt. They were able to evade that. He eventually skied across the border to neighboring Sweden, which was still neutral at the time. And now he has died at the age of 99. I think it's kind of interesting that we see another story that was on the Drudge Report. Canada has now installed Chinese monitoring devices near the U.S. naval base in the Pacific. Another kind of connection to not heavy water, but deep water, and not a nuclear bomb plant, but nuclear submarines. And this is the betrayal of Pierre Trudeau, Justin Trudeau. I always call him Pierre Trudeau. I have his dad's name ingrained in my memory. While the eyes of the world, says SCMP, have been on the strategic tussle between Beijing and Washington in the South China Sea, Chinese scientists, with the help of the Canadian authorities, have succeeded in positioning four monitoring devices just 186 miles off the U.S. Pacific coast. These instruments use high-tech sensors to monitor underwater environment, and they're connected to Canada's ocean network. It's a grid of marine observatories stretching from the Northeast Pacific to the Arctic. So you might say, well, what's the big deal about this, right? They do this all the time, and they got a network of sensors there, the Canadians do. Well, the difference is that these four devices were added and are the property of the Deep Sea Science and Engineering Institute out of the Chinese Academy of Sciences. They developed them, they built them, and they will get the data from them. The Chinese will. They're now fully operational. They can be used to provide real-time streaming of data to the Chinese Institute's control centers. So it's almost like Justin Trudeau has done the same thing that Hillary did with her email server. They're going to get real-time information about U.S. submarines, just like Hillary's email server was giving real-time information to the Chinese intelligence services. Every email that she sent and received was copied to them. And now, thanks to the Canadians and these sensors that were developed, built, and are going to feed the data back to the Chinese, of course, deployed by the Canadians, they will be getting the same information there. In a related story, I just talked to you about the hero of Norway. Now, here's a hero in the United States that's going to get 7 years for a gun that he bought 40 years ago. This is a guy who's been given the Silver Star. He is a Vietnam veteran. This is a story from Freethought Project. Alfred Pick is his name. He went on 100 combat missions in Vietnam. He was given the military's third highest honor, the Silver Star. He was also captured and did time as a POW. Now, as they put it on Freethought Project, after escaping a cage in Vietnam 40 years ago, the country that he laid his life on the line for is going to throw him in jail for a decades-old gun violation, a technicality. At a gun show 40 years ago, Alfred Pick bought the rare M14 rifle because it was similar to the one that he had used in Vietnam. He put the rifle in a case along with 14 other extremely rare guns, and he proudly displayed them in his home in Texas for 40 years. His attorney said the gun was very rare at that time. It was rare to see one, so he instantly had a connection to it. Over the course of his life, he and his wife collected about 14 weapons, many of them collector's items. The 70-year-old Vietnam veteran even served as the president of the Homeowners Association, and all of his neighbors were amazed when he was raided by the ATF. They were looking for, and they seized this rare M14 rifle that he bought in the early 1980s at a Fort Worth gun show. His neighbor said he was a gun collector, and it was probably the pièce de résistance of his collection. He had shown it to me. I have never seen him take it out of the case. But the ATF, instead of just telling him that he had a technical violation, that it was illegal, instead of allowing him or requesting him to modify the rifle so that it didn't have a firing pin, the guys that were in a full military raid, the militarized police, ransacked his home, came in with masks and fully automatic rifles. They kidnapped and caged him. His wife had just died of cancer. Because the raid and arrest came 2 weeks after his wife died of cancer, they also found cannabis that she was using for medication. And so they tacked that on as another charge. This week, for having a rifle similar to the one that he actually defended our freedoms for, and we put that in air quotes, right? What freedoms are we fighting for here in America? Do we have a constitution? Do we have a Bill of Rights? Do we have a government that attacks our rights and attacks us individually? Or does it defend our rights? You know, the founders of this country said that when the government destroys our rights, then it is our right and duty to alter or destroy that government. Are we at that point right now? He was sentenced to 87 months in prison by a judge after he already has spent a year in jail. This guy who was a Vietnam POW. Multiple combat missions. And they tack on the fact that his wife was using cannabis for medication. What can I say about a country like this? What can I say about it? Free Thought Project said it all. In the land of the free, you can be issued a rifle to kill people in foreign countries at the direction of American politicians. But if you come home and purchase the same gun, we'll lock you up for life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk a little bit about free speech versus propaganda. You know, we had the story reported a couple of weeks ago. People are now still talking about it. Yahoo is talking about it now, picking the story up again, because we had the Chinese government taking out ads in Iowa against President Trump. Why is it that as clumsy as this propaganda is, as obvious as this propaganda is, mainstream media won't talk about this for the most part? It's taken 2 weeks of the alternative media talking about this before Yahoo and the mainstream media will start talking about how clumsy the Chinese propaganda is. Are they trying to influence our election? Obviously they are. And yet they want to pretend that it is more obscure issues, Russians and so forth. For example, it was last month they took out a four-page ad in the Iowa Des Moines Register. One individual says, it's the first time I've ever seen anything like this in a heartland city. The articles were clearly geared to try to soften the image of China and its president, Xi Jinping, with headlines ranging from, listen to this, dispute, fruit of a president folly. Another one, book tells of Xi's fun days in Iowa. This is how clumsy their propaganda is. I mean, if they want to do it right, take a look at CNN. These guys are much more subtle, or you can use humor like Stephen Colbert. Those guys know how to do propaganda. these guys really need to get up to speed. You know, it was B.F. Skinner who said in the mid-1940s, he said, a lot of people are saying this is the atomic age, and it was the mid-1940s. He said, no, this is the verbal age. What did he mean by that? Now, he didn't mean that people were more literate than ever before. That quite obviously is not the case. We've got about 97% illiteracy in the New York schools, even though they spend more per capita than anywhere else. They've got a 97% illiteracy rate. In the American colonies at the time of the Revolution, they had a 97% literacy rate. They have turned it exactly upside down. So this is not the verbal age. As a matter of fact, you can go back and look at the diaries of people at the time of the Civil War, for example. Very illuminating to see people's diaries on both sides to really get an understanding of what was happening in history. But the way they wrote, some of these diaries were written by kids who were 8-10 years old, and they wrote better than graduate students do today. The NPCs, the non-playable characters out there with a 6-word vocabulary. This is definitely not the verbal age from that standpoint. This is the verbal age from a propaganda standpoint. And we see in this document that was released, leaked from somebody in Google to Breitbart. They called it the Good Censor. It was a presentation that Google had spent a great deal of money putting together, talking about how, well, we're going to censor and we want to censor. We don't like the American model of free speech in a free marketplace. So we're going to censor, but we have to make it clear, if we don't want people to get angry with us, we have to make it clear what the rules are. You know, we can come up with any kind of arbitrary rule we want, but we got to let people know what that is. You know, I've gotten now over 7,000 spam emails from YouTube about multiple YouTube channels of mine that they have taken down. Never once have I been given a single reason about a single video. I was never given a single warning. Wasn't 3 strikes and you're out. They just cut me off in the middle of a broadcast here and then purged me from Twitter. As a matter of fact, I've seen people put up channels. I searched for a video. I was looking for it on BitChute, where I am right now. I'm also on Real.Video and Minds.com. I was looking for the title of a video, and I saw it on YouTube. I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. So I clicked on it. It was a YouTube channel that somebody else had set up, and they've since purged that YouTube channel. They're going to purge anything of mine now on YouTube. But they won't give a reason for any of it. I know what the reason is. You know what the reason is as well. They don't agree with my politics. They think that I'm too dangerous to be heard. Maybe that's why you should listen. Nevertheless, they go on with this type of obvious propaganda. Book tells of Xi's fun days in Iowa. And then they also went on to a kung fu skill. Helps light up life path. That's I'm not saying that in pidgin English. That's the way they wrote their clumsy propaganda in pidgin English. So again, they need to consult these people at Twitter and CNN and the Daily Beast to find out how to really lie effectively about things and to get people to believe you. You know, when they talk about this and when you see that Google's Good Censor, they say, we're going to get rid of this American idea of free speech and free marketplace. We're going to go with the European idea of dignity over liberty. Well, it's not a European idea. That's a B.F. Skinner idea. That's what I'm saying. He was talking about verbal control. You know, B.F. Skinner is famous because he practiced operant conditioning on his children, treating them like animals. And he wrote the book, Beyond Freedom and Dignity. And he made a case that if you use positive reinforcement, you can get animals to do almost anything. He said it's more effective than negative operant conditioning. But, of course, they will use the negative conditioning in conjunction with the positive conditioning. Government isn't going to take any chances here. And so what we see now is basically a psychological tactic of control. It is very sophisticated propaganda. We are living in the verbal age, aren't we, with social media. Situation that they have here, they said U.S. farmers and manufacturers are smart enough to understand their real self-interest. Are they? Maybe the farmers and manufacturers are, but the American public isn't. The American public can be nudged Remember that, all that talk during the Obama administration of nudging people with propaganda, nudging them with social media, telling them, you know, putting peer pressure on them, speaking from authority, you know, speaking from the authoritative sources like CNN and New York Times, Washington Post. If they say it, it's true. You can take it to the bank. But these other people over here, even though it sounds reasonable, even though they've got references for this, even though they can back it up factually, don't believe them because of the source. That's where we are right now. And so in the backdrop of all this, Jack Dorsey is now complaining about unfairness. Unfairness in San Francisco. And he actually has a point. His competition, Salesforce, is pushing for a law that's going to tax rich corporations to pay for the homeless. Now, the way this law is going to work out, the details are where the devil is. Salesforce is competitor to Square, which he also owns. Jack Dorsey also is the CEO of Square, a payment processing company. They pointed out that it's going to raise the taxes for Square by $20 million. And the Salesforce CEO isn't going to have his taxes raised, certainly not anywhere close to that if they're raised at all. He has, on the other hand, contributed $1 million to get this law to go through that is going to put a $20 million fine against his competitor. That's a pretty good return on investment, isn't it? 20 to 1? You know, that's a 2,000% return on investment. You don't get that on the stock market as an individual investor, do you? You don't even get 2%, let alone 2,000%. But as I pointed out on Friday, Jeff Bezos, who is the CEO that has contributed more in this election cycle than any other, more than 10 times what the second highest contribution. He did more than $10 million. The second highest guy contributed just under $900,000. So what does Jeff Bezos get for his $10 million? Well, for one, it looks like he's had a $10 billion data contract to serve the Pentagon set up just for him. So as I pointed out, that is a 100,000% return on investment. That, folks, is why we have so much corruption in Washington, D.C. Bank robbers rob the banks because that's where the money is. And the big corporations rob the taxpayers by going to Washington, D.C., because that's where the money and the power are. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact we're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2, and we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com, right now.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Take a look at the constantly changing story about Jamal Khashoggi. They have now admitted that it was a mistake and not murder. Well, maybe it was both. I just love the way government people always talk. No matter how bad it is, they'll only say, mistakes were made. Mistakes were made, yeah. We'll get into the details of that. We'll tell you what's behind it. In just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the big sale that we have going at InfoWarsStore.com. We have discounted all of our InfoWars Life products 50% and free shipping. 50% and free shipping on products like BrainForce Plus, Secret 12, our vitamin B12, our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with nano silver. 50% off of free shipping, all of these. Also, Bod Ease, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. All the InfoWars Life products, 50% off with free shipping. We've never had a sale that is so deep and so broad all at the same time. 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do need and appreciate your support. Before we get into the Saudi situation, and I'll play for you what Rand Paul had to say here in just a moment. Get video four ready here. I just want to say one more thing about free speech. You know, I interviewed last week from Free Thought Project, Jason Bassler and Matt Agorist. And they were one of the sites that was taken down, one of the 800 sites that were taken down last week. And as we were talking about what could be done, I talked again about the Supreme Court decision, Marsh versus Alabama, 1946, which says that even if the public square is privately owned, it is still the public square, and you can't stop someone's free speech. And again, that was a situation that didn't have anything to do with the internet. It was 1946, but the principles still apply. The technology doesn't change the principles of free speech. And I was kind of surprised, as much as I was in agreement with them and in sympathy with them, because this is something, of course, that had happened 2 months ago with InfoWars, and they were good to stand behind us. They said, look, it's happening to Alex Jones, but We're all going to be next. And they were in the second wave. And they knew that because 2 years ago, we had leaked to the Washington Post a blacklist of people to take down. They were on the blacklist. We were on the blacklist. A lot of the all the organizations that were taken down were on that blacklist. And you have an organization called Prop or Not, Propaganda or Not, evidently. A bunch of globalist never Trumpers, just dancing over the grave of the First Amendment and all of this stuff, taunting people about that and calling everybody that was taken down, of course, Russian propaganda. That is the absurd line. But of course, no matter how absurd it is, people will believe it, just as we've seen with the false claims put out against us by the Daily Beast. You know, saying that we believe that Hillary Clinton is 50% reptilian DNA. So what if that wasn't satire? So what if I really did believe that? So what if maybe they got David Knight confused with David Icke? David Icke really believes that. What if I really believed it? It's still free speech. And far worse things have been said about President Trump, quite frankly. More hateful things and more easily believed things that are lies have been said about President Trump. Nevertheless, when we were talking about this, and I mentioned that Supreme Court case, Jason Bassler said, well, I don't really want to see the government get involved. I just want to see corporations transcend this. So I said, I disagree. I think that we need to work on everything that we can do to transcend this, but I think it's important to have every front that we can fight for our rights. We create governments to protect our liberties. That's why we have the government. We have certain human rights. And all these people who are very concerned about Citizens United saying, look at this, you're treating corporations as if they're citizens and allowing them to make contributions to politicians. Well, now they're treating them as governments and allowing them to censor and not paying any attention to their government alliances, to the government sponsors that put them in business. But I don't want to see censorship allowed by big corporations, and neither did the Supreme Court in 1946, and we shouldn't forget that. Last week, as we had Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, mocking the idea that Twitter ever really stood for free speech, said, that was a joke when we said we were for free speech. We said we were the free speech wing of the free speech party. That was a former executive. He's no longer with us, and then that was just a joke. When he was talking about that, he mentioned another three times that Twitter was, in fact, a public square. He said, people come here, and it's not an app. It's a public square. Well, if it's a public square, we've already got the legal precedent. So the problem is that we pick and choose which Supreme Court decisions are going to be treated as law of the land, don't we? And I've got some stories here about the gender wars that show you that no matter how many times the liberals lose in court, all the way up to the Supreme Court, they will ignore those decisions if it doesn't fit their agenda. And then once they get the right decision, they will latch onto it and say, that is now the law of the land. Even though the other decisions went 180 degrees against them, once they finally get a judge to reverse those other decisions, then it becomes the law of the land. And that's what we're seeing now with the First Amendment. Now, they've got the reason I mentioned Free Thought Project is because just after last week, they said, well, we don't really need a Supreme Court decision. There's an article here. Supreme Court takes a case that could end Internet censorship and expand the First Amendment. Well, I have a problem with that in a number of you can't expand the First Amendment. It's as expansive as possible. There is no limitation on free speech. It is absolute, totally absolute. And it is your free speech, not just the free press. Those are two distinct things. A free press and your free speech is to be able to see what the free press says and hear what they say and share that and comment on that. That's your free speech. And the article says U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take a case that could change free speech on the Internet forever. The court decided to take the case on Friday. And it is the first case that was taken after Kavanaugh joined the court. Dee Dee Hallock and Jesus Melendez claimed that they were fired from Manhattan Neighborhood Network for speaking critically of that network. And they said, we stand at a moment where the very issue at the heart of this case, the interplay between private entities, non-traditional media, and the First Amendment has been playing out in the courts and other branches of government and in the media itself. Now, this, I think, is going to be heard because I think they're going to use this. This is a very weak case compared to the 1946 Marsh versus Alabama case because these are people who are employees. And they were fired for speaking critically of the network. I don't see this as a First Amendment issue, quite frankly. I see this as a prerogative of a private employer. And the neighborhood, the Manhattan Neighborhood Network, is not a public square in the sense that they have a monopoly. If you want a real analogy, go back to the Marsh versus Alabama case. In that particular case, you had a company that owned the entire town. And they threw out a Jehovah's Witness who was passing out literature. And she fought them all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said she has a right to free speech because you own the public square. But it still is a public square, even though it's privately owned. That is the principle that is the same. It is exactly the same as what is happening with the Internet. And we've had Jack Dorsey say 5 times in his congressional testimony and another 3 times last week as he was pushing back against the fact that he was only joking. Well, maybe it was the Supreme Court that was joking in 1946. Maybe it was the founders who were joking when they said that we have a right to free speech and a free press. I think they're going to take this case, and I think they're going to make a big deal out of this case to say that this is the same principle as a free speech on the Internet, and then I think they're going to use it to take down free speech on the Internet, saying, oh, well, it's all different now because instead of paper and printing presses, you've got the Internet, and you've got servers. Yeah, those servers are kind of like the servers out of the Twilight Zone. Remember To Serve Mankind, where they come down, and they were actually on a shopping trip. It was a cookbook, To Serve Mankind, and they were picking up the humans and weighing them as they're putting them on the plane because they're on a shopping trip to pick up meat. Those are the kinds of servers that are being run by Google and Facebook and Twitter. Those kinds of servers to serve mankind up on a platter. And so we're going to get into Khashoggi. We've got the Saudi Arabians actually putting in a Twitter troll, they said, to snuff out critics' voices. I talked about the tweet put out by Kim.com last week. He said, look at this. We had a poll up, and it was leading. 80% of the people said, yeah, the Saudis killed this guy. And then within a period of just 2 hours, we had 20,000 people vote, and all of a sudden it went 80% the other way, saying, oh, of course the Saudis didn't kill him. Oh, now they admit that they killed him. And they said it was a mistake. Not that they killed him, but that they got caught.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality, storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, I tweeted out over the weekend as the Saudis changed their story. I said, you know, we look at other governments changing their story. We can kind of see through it, can't we? It's kind of hard for Americans to see that happening when it happens in our own country, though. I think people saw it a bit with the Las Vegas shooting. It was pretty obvious how the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department was lying to the American public, changing their story so quickly and so completely, reversing the timeline and so forth to protect MGM from any liability there at the Mandalay Bay that is owned by MGM Resorts. They would do anything, cover up any truth, cover up any investigation in order to protect MGM. That was their prerogative, their ultimate goal there to do that. And people saw through that. But people still haven't seen through 9/11. As I've said many times, when you look at the absurd conspiracy theory that was put out by the U.S. government, it's just nonsense. You know, you eliminate what is impossible, and what's left, no matter how improbable, is the truth. That was what Arthur Conan Doyle said, and that's what we need to use as a yardstick when we investigate the lies, the constantly morphing stories of various governments. And people see that in this particular story, and they're angry about it. This is a very visceral story of a horrendous murder. You know, one individual murdered like this with perhaps recordings of the murder being there and the kind of details that are coming out. That's a big deal. When you blow up people by the hundreds or by the thousands, as the Saudis were doing, that's not a concern for anybody. As Stalin said, that's just a statistic. But, of course, this guy's death is a tragedy. How is this being used in domestic politics? That's the real issue. But I think even before we get to that, I think we ought to reject, and I've said this many times, I understand that this is being used against Mohammed bin Salman. I don't think that the U.S. and the Saudis, the U.S. is going to break its relationships with the Saudis. I don't think we're going to stop giving them weapons. This is being used by many people to try to drive out Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince. And when I look at Saudi Arabia, I don't see any good guys there. Clearly, this guy who was selected as our ally for whatever reason, he was helped by Jared Kushner. He was supported by the Trump administration. And we should have learned our lesson from the Shah of Iran, that if you put somebody like that in power, it is only going to blow back big time on you. And we need to also reject the whole idea of realpolitik. Now, this is an idea that was put out by Henry Kissinger. It characterized his foreign policy, and it is a backstabbing policy of convenience. It rejects all legal and moral authority, and it is something that is going to destroy this country far more than any military threat that we could face. When we embrace the tactics of torture, when we embrace dictators who torture and murder and assassinate, and when we do it ourselves through the CIA, when we reward people like Gina Haspel for doing that kinds of thing, when we work with people like Mohammed bin Salman, that is reprehensible. And there is no excuse for it. And in the long run, realpolitik, real politics, effective politics that are going to work, are going to be based on moral and ethical principles. Because, folks, that is the only thing that has ever worked. And God will judge a country that behaves like these Saudis. And we should not continue to be joined at the hip with them. We've been unequally yoked with this country for far too long. And I know that nothing is going to come out of this other than the removal of MBS. And that's a shame. That's the real shame in all of this. Stay with us. We'll be right back to talk about that.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Let's get back to the crime of the century. Khashoggi, we got an update on it. And I say it's a crime of the century so far. 18 years into this century, it is the biggest murder crime that we've seen. It is shaking international relationships globally, not just here in the United States with Saudi Arabia, but also in the European Union. The UK, France, Germany have issued a joint statement. And so it is the crime of the century. It's a big deal when you murder a dissident with your personal bodyguards, and the details are recorded by another dictator murderer, Erdogan, and he's going to use this for all that it's worth. The details of this person being murdered, tortured, beaten, and chopped apart while he's still alive, recorded on an Apple iWatch. This is reverberating throughout the world. Times of India is talking about it. Khashoggi's killing is a terrible mistake. It's a mistake. Mistakes were made. Bring out Jimmy Swaggart. I have sinned. Yeah, this is more than just a mistake, but this is all that government officials will ever admit to. Mistakes were made. Saudi officials do not know the details of how the dissident was killed in their consulate or where his body is, said the Saudi foreign minister yesterday. But they called the killing a terrible mistake. So for the longest time, they were saying, he's not dead. No, he left the embassy. We're absolutely sure of it. That went on for a little over a week. This is very much like the Las Vegas shooting, very much like 9/11, which also has Saudi connections in it and CIA connections in it and foreign policy and domestic policy issues all tied up in one. And Turkey persisted with these details. And again, you know, you look at this and it's like, well, why haven't they released this? Evidently, they had released it to select people high up in the government. We had conservative senators like Tom Cotton. I think Lindsey Graham got out in front of this. But there are other things beneath the surface as to why people like Lindsey Graham, who never had a problem with anything that Saudis were doing, didn't have a problem with Yemen, didn't have a problem with Syria, didn't have a problem with the public executions of Saudi Arabia. None of these people had any problems with that. They could dismember people alive in front of a live audience and do it more frequently than ISIS did, and that was just fine. They were our allies. They were our strong allies. This is the thing that absolutely amazes me. Rand Paul had this to say. He said, this is absolutely insulting to our intelligence to now say that this was done without the approval of the crown prince, that they now have discovered, yes, he was in fact murdered, but we don't know anything else about it other than that he was murdered inside the embassy. Here's what Rand Paul had to say yesterday.
Let's start with your reaction to the Saudi account that Khashoggi was killed by accident in a fist fight at the consulate and that the Saudi crown prince had nothing to do with it. Do you believe the Saudi account?
Absolutely not. I think it's insulting to anyone who's in analyzing this with any kind of intelligent background to think that, oh, a fist fight led to a dismemberment with a bone saw. So no. But I think we should put this brazen attack, this brazen murder, in context with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has basically over the decades been the largest state sponsor of radical Islam and violent jihad. They sponsor thousands of madrasas that teach hatred of Christians and Jews and Hindus around the world. So this isn't the first incident. This is just another in the line of long incidents of Saudi insults to the civilized world.
I'm going to get to the larger relationship in a moment, but I want to stay with this case at this point. What do you think was the involvement of the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman? The king has absolved him and, in fact, has put MBS, as he's known, in charge of the overhaul of Saudi intelligence.
I think it stretches credulity to believe that the Crown Prince wasn't involved in this, and I think that's the way they're going to write this off. And people in Saudi Arabia ought to be aware when you're told what to do, you go and do it, and then they'll execute you and put all the blame on someone else. There's no way 15 people were sent from Saudi Arabia to Turkey to kill a dissident without the approval of the Crown Prince. And that's why I say we have to be stronger than just saying, oh, we're going to sanction a few of these people and pretend like we're doing something. I think we really need to continue our arms sales to Saudi Arabia and have a long and serious discussion about whether or not they want to be an ally or they want to be an enemy.
That's Rand Paul, about the only person in Washington who has been consistent about Saudi Arabia. What's amazing to me is how people like Lindsey Graham can do a 180 on Saudi Arabia. And now he is screaming at the top of his lungs about how he has been used and betrayed, as if MBS is his former boyfriend. It's ridiculous to see these people who have excused every kind of abuse by these savages and now turning on this one individual. And, of course, as Rand Paul was saying, there's no way 15 people could be sent to Turkey to kill a dissident without the approval of the Crown Prince. It's now come out that seven of the 15 have been identified as personal bodyguards to Mohammed bin Salman. We had the picture that surfaced last week of one individual who was a bodyguard, but now that is seven of the 15 have been identified as personal bodyguards to Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince. And it has now also come out, looking at phone records, that he spoke to Khashoggi by phone moments before he was killed. Oh, but nothing to see. Just move on. I almost, in a way, feel sorry for MBS, because why would he expect that all of a sudden the murder of a dissident would be an issue to people in the West who've always supported him? I mean, he's been given a free rein to do whatever he wanted. Kind of like what happened to Saddam Hussein or many of our other terrorist allies. We keep them there as partners, the CIA and the military-industrial complex. We keep these people as partners. And then at some point, we discover that they are monsters. And we're going to take them out. Same thing we did in Panama. Same thing we did in Iraq. This is a hallmark of American politics. And it is not practical politics. We've been told that this is real politics, that it is pragmatism. As Henry Kissinger put it, we don't have any permanent allies. We only have permanent interests, which means that we feel free to stab anybody in the back at any time. We get these monsters, we use them, and then at some point we expose them as monsters, stab them in the back and throw them away and grab a new monster to work with. That's what's going on in Saudi Arabia. We got the UK, France, and Germany suddenly discovering that Saudi Arabia is a terrorist regime. They put out a joint statement saying that they are upset about the lie that he died after a fistfight. I'm sure that this kind of chubby journalist picked a fist fight with 15 bodyguards of the Saudi prince. Maybe what they meant was that all he had after they cut off his fingers was just a fist to fight back with him. The official flip-flop is shocking even the people in Saudi Arabia. One Saudi man who spoke, guess what, on condition of anonymity, because that's the only way that you're going to speak out in that country, said, "It's a very sad day for this nation to see what this country has descended into. No country is perfect, But we used to be proud that the country had a certain morality that aligned with Arabian values. Really? You mean like the religious police that would beat women on the street if they didn't think they were appropriately dressed? The religious police that wouldn't allow women to drive or even travel without a male escort that was a guardian? And that, quite frankly, is still the case, in spite of this beard and this propaganda campaign conducted by the Crown Prince. Yeah, they may be able to drive, but they aren't going anywhere without a guardian in the front seat, a male guardian in the front seat. Or this Saudi regime that publicly chops off heads and hands, that country that had a certain morality that was aligned with Arabian values, those Islamic values. Yes, that's exactly why we shouldn't be allied with the Saudis. You know, only 4% of Americans consider Saudi Arabia an ally. Maybe they don't understand the petrodollar that Henry Kissinger created. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, pau d'arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this. That I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
What Rand Paul said. Rand Paul has been very consistent on this issue. Lindsey Graham, who has constantly fought Rand Paul on our imperialist foreign policies, the foreign policies that cost us blood and treasure, that are destroying this country. Every time there's a war anywhere, Lindsey Graham wants to get involved in it. Rand Paul says, let's put it up to a vote. Let's have a discussion. Let's kind of follow the Constitution. Let's ask the American people, or the representatives of the American people, is there a threat to the United States? You know, those are the principles that we used to go to war on. It was a Christian principle. It was called the just war theory. In other words, a justified war. War only being justified if we have been attacked by a country. Justified only to the extent that we use force to stop the attack. Once we wage war and we're prevailing, we try to minimize the loss of human life. We try to minimize the loss of civilian life. All those different things that this country used to stand for, thrown out by the principles brought in by the military-industrial complex after World War II, by people like Henry Kissinger, saying the ends justify the means, and whatever the ends are. Constantly betraying everybody, putting dictators in place, whether it's in Iran or Central America. That has been our policy. And now Lindsey Graham comes out. Never saw anything wrong about Saudi Arabia before this particular incident. And he says, I never felt more used. He sounds like a scorned boyfriend. I never felt more used in my life. I introduced him when he was in Washington. This is pathetic. This is pathetic. You know, it was a survey. It was taken by YouGov and said only 4% of the U.S. public consider Saudi Arabia to be an ally. We have 27% of the U.S. public think that Saudi Arabia is unfriendly. 15% would go so far as to say the Saudis are America's enemy. That would be the group that I'm in. They are an enemy of everything this country stands for, legally. They're enemy of human rights. And they are part of this deep state alliance with the CIA. And folks, I don't support President Trump making an alliance with these people because they're a different branch of the CIA Saudi intelligence services. They have been allied, the two of them, the CIA and the Saudis have been allied and joined at the hip for decades. And they have us not over an oil barrel. No, they have made us their debtor slaves. That was part of the deal that was made by Henry Kissinger. He said, all right, you price oil in American dollars. We'll call it the petrodollar. We'll get off of the gold standard. And you will allow us to borrow money without any accountability. And we've continued to borrow and borrow and borrow until we are over that barrel. We are bankrupt because the policies, these morally bankrupt policies, have made us fiscally bankrupt by allying ourselves with these people. The American public doesn't realize the implications of the petrodollar. They don't understand how severe that is. Some of the people may be looking at the Saudis as our enemy because they think the Saudis did 9/11. It was the Saudi intelligence services and the CIA that did 9/11 that spawned that narrative. They made the Saudis the fall guys. But if you think that they took down those buildings, those three steel skyscrapers, the two planes, you need to have a reality check here. Turkey is now preparing to release gruesome details tomorrow. And President Trump better get on the right side of this because it's going to be very embarrassing as he continues to defend this monarch, this dictator, this clown prince. If he continues to defend this guy and plight his troth with him, then it's going to be very embarrassing when the tape of his torture, beating, mutilation, execution hits. Tom Luongo wrote a column that's picked up on Zero Hedge. And he said, frankly, most of this makes me sick to my stomach. He said, where were these virtue-signaling champions of human rights like Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan or Lindsey Graham for the past 3 years as the crown prince began this war in Yemen, a starvation campaign with U.S. complicity and aid? Doesn't Lindsey Graham know that MBS is funding the U.S. occupation in eastern Syria that he is so in love with? He still loves that, doesn't he? Now, all of a sudden, every warmonger in Washington and Wall Street wants to cut ties with him because he killed a political opponent. And that supposedly is beyond the pale. That's why I said I almost feel sorry for MBS. Almost. Not quite. He didn't learn the lesson from the way that America stabs its thugs, its strong men, as George H.W. Bush put it. We stab these thugs that we use in the back eventually and throw them under the bus. Even Christine Lagarde of the IMF will be a no-show at the Davos in the Desert conference. Tucker Carlson put it this way. So they can hardly believe that a bloodthirsty medieval theocracy would do something like this. How about that? Can you? Who would think that would happen? The same regime that is currently prosecuting one of the world's cruelest wars in one of the world's poorest countries, Yemen? You're telling me that these people murdered a political opponent? Oh, that doesn't sound like the Saudis that we know. As Tucker Carlson saying that, he also said, they're telling us it's a moral litmus test. The latest in a long series of moral litmus tests that are delivered to us by fiat on cable news. So remember when we bombed Syria last spring? We bombed it before, the year before, and well, the Saudis pushed that, and so did all of these people in the UK, in France, and in Germany. They demanded that without any proof, every time we go in and we bomb the Syrian government so that we can help ISIS. Remember the DNA of these people. Remember the DNA of ISIS. Before they were ISIS, they were Al-Qaeda. Before they were Al-Qaeda, they were the Mujahideen. Now, we're supposed to believe that Mujahideen were good. Then they became bad when they were Al-Qaeda, and they took down and they carried out 9/11 all by themselves. And then they kind of were bad again with ISIS, but then again, they're good because they're against a bad guy, and we're giving them arms and training and money and so forth. So, you know, can't keep these straight. I mean, these constantly shifting allegiances. Because we have no moral compass. We have no controlling legal authority, as Al Gore said. We have nothing that we believe about in this country. Nothing is sacred. There is no moral principle that guides us. We're guided by people like Lindsey Graham and by politicians in Washington who, for whatever reason, are now screaming at the top of their lungs. Well, we know what the reason is. We know that they see this as an opportunity to attack President Trump. And I think President Trump is being foolish in the extreme to continue to defend this crown prince, calling him strong and saying, well, I certainly hope that it's not, this isn't true. Well, everybody knows that it's true. Come on. We all know that it's true. We all know what these people were about. That's why I criticize President Trump for going there and putting his hand on the globe and having the photo ops of these people in the first place.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
X2.
We were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now. Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talk about the gender wars here in America. We've been talking about the Yemen war, the Syrian war, the Saudis, and everybody now totally amazed at what they represent. Let's show something that I think most Americans don't understand either. You know, 4% of Americans think that Saudi Arabia is our allies. They don't really understand the petrodollar, how we are unfortunately yoked with them. I wonder how many Americans really know anything about the Drag Queen Story Hour. There's an update on this from WorldNet Daily, pointing out that they have now been sued in Houston because, I'll get to that exactly what is happening in the library. First, in case you haven't heard about the Drag Queen Story Hour, I've talked about this in the past. We've actually gone down. InfoWars has actually filmed a Drag Queen Story Hour being done in San Antonio. It is an organization that has been staging these story hours for very young children, men dressed up in very heavy makeup as drag queens, everywhere, as this article points out, from Annapolis to Vancouver and everywhere in between. The purpose of the exhibitions is to feature real drag queens. not in a cabaret or disco setting, but in a library performance for very young children as role models, And this is the way they describe it on their website. The Drag Queen Story Hour is just what it sounds like. Drag queens reading stories to children in libraries, schools, bookstores. The Drag Queen Story Hour captures the imagination and the play of the gender fluidity of childhood and gives kids glamorous, positive, and unabashedly queer role models. Do you want a drag queen as a role model for your child? Well, evidently a lot of parents do because they bring their kids to hear this. In spaces like this, kids are able to see people who defy rigid gender restrictions and imagine a world where people can present as they wish, where dress-up is real. It was founded by a guy who calls himself Michelle. This guy is a tarot card artist, whatever that means. Probably heavily in the occult. Because, folks, this is a war. I said it's a gender war. It is a spiritual war. And America is even more morally bankrupt in this area. We truly have become Sodom and Gomorrah. As they point out in the WND article, it encourages children, I said, to look beyond the gender stereotypes and to embrace unfettered exploration of self. This is the way they describe themselves in the Brooklyn Public Library. Programs like the Drag Queen Story Hour encourage acceptance of difference, and they help to prevent bullying. Remember that word, bullying, because that is a word that they use all the time. When they try to shut down your business, it's not bullying, right? But they always portray themselves as victims. Bullying is the rally cry for censorship on social media. Oh, you're bullying people. I was bullying Hillary Clinton when I put out the satire that she was only 50% reptilian space lizard. That was bullying. I was bullying Hillary Clinton. I had to be censored. And so we don't want anybody to bully these big drag queens, right? They're going to come in and lecture our children and provide them with a role model for gender. The lawsuit that was filed in Houston was filed by plaintiffs, some of whom identified themselves as, quote, Christ followers. One of the plaintiffs is a homeschooler. He said he couldn't use the library during story time. They said the lawsuit says that the storytelling sessions are advertised as appropriate for patrons of all ages at the library branch. They should not be funded with taxpayer dollars since the library would not host a man-woman marriage storytelling hour, right? That is not allowed. You're not going to have somebody having a storytelling hour that is promoting Christian values or even promoting traditional marriage that is accepted in all cultures, Christian or non-Christian. Those will be banned. That would be hateful. That would be bullying, right? We all know that. There's no question about that. Question is whether or not this lawsuit is going to go any further. And just remember that on the Drag Queen Story Hour website, it says it is specifically designed for ages 3 to 8. Folks, this is about nothing other than pedophilia. A 3-year-old, an 8-year-old out there being talked to about choosing their gender. The only reason that they're doing this, because these kids don't have any hormones that have kicked in. They're not thinking about gender or issues of sex. This is so they can pretend if these children can decide what gender they are. And in some cases, they're encouraged to decide what sex they are. We're going to have a lot of candidates like Beto O'Rourke in the future. You can determine what gender, what sex, what nationality, what ethnic group you are, what race you are. You can choose all this stuff. And it's not about that. It's about pretending that they have the maturity to make these kinds of decisions that's then going to allow them to say, well, they consented. We've already heard that as an excuse from many of the people who are engaged in institutional pedophilia. In the Catholic Church and elsewhere, and politicians, and the political parties. Let's understand, it's not just the Catholic Church. It's also the Republican Party, the Democrat Party. They chose Dennis Hastert simply because he was a pedophile and blackmailable, and they allowed him to stay as Speaker of the House for a very long time. We've had the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House, preside over all these Me Too investigations and cover them up with money. That was nothing, right, compared to coming after children. And they continue to avoid any discussion. They want to say that they're concerned about women being victimized. They want to say that they're concerned about children being victimized, but they will never even discuss taking out the statute of limitations of only 3 years for this type of thing. Even as they say, well, it can take decades for a woman to come to grips with this, for an adult woman to come to grips with this, certainly for children to come to grips with this, and yet they won't remove the statute of limitations. The feds, however, and this is a good news, a great thing coming from the Trump administration. I think we need to applaud Trump when he does the right thing. We need to criticize him and move him in the other direction, lobby him, if you will, when he's doing the wrong thing, like standing beside Mohammed bin Salman, not protecting our borders. I think we need to criticize him for that. I think we need to applaud him when he does the things that he's done in the last week, like saying you're going to put the prices of these extraordinarily expensive pharmaceutical drugs, you're going to put that up there as part of that ad. You know, we got drugs that cost anywhere from $500 to $11,000 per month. That's the prices of the 10 most frequently advertised drugs on cable news. Well, if we're going to allow these ask your doctor ads, we ought to require that they put up the cost up there as truth in advertising as well. That's another important side effect of those drugs, bankruptcy. Bankruptcy not only of the individual, but also of our country. And so I applaud President Trump for doing that. And I applaud President Trump for this ruling that is coming out of the Department of Health and Human Services. New York Times reports now the Department of Health and Human Services is spearheading an effort to establish a legal definition of sex under Title IX, the federal civil rights law that bans gender discrimination. That is what Obama abused so extensively, to try to put anybody that says, well, you know, today I'm feeling like a woman, or I felt like a woman for a couple of years, a kid in high school, so I can compete against women in all these sports, or I can go into their bathrooms, into their locker rooms. I can pretend for any purpose that I wish that I am a woman. And if you don't let me do that, we're going to take away your funding under Title IX. So President Trump has come in with the Department of Health and Human Services and said, we've got a legal definition of sex. And I'm going to give it to you when you come back. But here's a spoiler. It is biological. It is objective. It is binary. Just remember the acronym BOB. It's about Bob. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Of Title IX that have been used by the Obama administration for the last 2 years to push this transgender agenda. It is a really perverse policy to push this against young children. I started out talking about the Drag Queen Story Hour, how they're specifically targeting 3 to 8 year olds. But of course, their parents are bringing them in for this. Parents are bringing them in for the Drag Queen Story Hour. So I've got a couple of updates to that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products that we have discounted at InfoWarsStore.com because that's how we support this program. Everything that we do here at InfoWars, we have 50% off and free shipping on all InfoWars Life products. All of the InfoWars Life products, things like BrainForce Plus, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, Ultimate Bone Broth, BodEase, Alpha Power, Real Red Pill, all these 50% off and free shipping. We have Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, 50% off for free shipping. Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste. It has the good halogen iodine in it. It also has Nano Silver to fight bacteria and viruses. That is 50% off for free shipping. Both of those, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 50% off for free shipping. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We've never had a sale this deep and this broad, along with free shipping at the same time. 50% off all InfoWars Life products and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, as to point out, the New York Times is freaking out. They're saying that the Department of Health and Human Services is fighting back against the abuse of Title IX. Title IX was set up to keep things on an even keel between the resources given to male and female sports and other things like that. And now they're using it, since the Obama administration, it's been used to blackmail people to put boys into girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and so forth. All they have to do is say they identify as a woman and they can get in. And if you stop them, you're going to get your funding cut under Title IX. So now the Department of Health and Human Services is saying, We're going to give you a legal definition of sex. They said it is going to be determined, gender is going to be determined on a biological basis that is clear, that is grounded in science, that is objective and administratable. Again, biological, objective, and binary, folks. That's what you need to understand. We're not dealing in the fantasy world of Star Trek here. There's two genders. It is objectively determined. It can be scientifically determined. And it is biological, not mental. That is the key thing here. I imagine myself as being this sex or this race or this this particular ethnic group, as we see Robert Francis O'Rourke identifying himself as being a Hispanic. I said he's a trans Hispanic. In his mind, he's Hispanic. That's all that really matters. He's got zero Hispanic DNA, but it doesn't matter any more than the fact that Elizabeth Warren has 0.09% Cherokee DNA, which is half of what the average white person in America has in terms of Native American DNA. But still, she can identify as a Cherokee. She can hold powwows. She can get teaching positions at liberal universities based on her self-identification. And, of course, Beto O'Rourke is hoping that he can get a seat in the Senate based on his identification as being Hispanic. It absolutely grates against me, and I've been saying this for months. How this guy gets a free pass when you look at his signs and there's absolutely nothing on there that says who this guy is. He doesn't go by any of his three Irish names, Robert, Francis, or Rourke. None of those are up there. It's just Beto. That's not even his name. I wonder how he's going to be listed on the ballot. Is he going to just be listed as Beto? You get to run on an assumed name? Wait a minute. Yeah, that's been done. Barack Obama. He didn't run as Barry Sotero. Right? I mean, where did he get the name Barack Obama? We're not allowed to know. Don't question that. Boy, that's prohibited on a number of different levels, isn't it? So I guess we shouldn't question Beto. We weren't allowed to question Obama, so we don't question Beto either. Nevertheless, getting back to this, they said the agency's proposed definition would define sex as either male or female, as unchangeable, and determined by the genitals that a person is born with, according to a draft reviewed by the New York Times. Any dispute about one's sex would have to be clarified using genetic testing. So it's going to be scientific, it's going to be objective, it's going to be biological, it's going to be binary. Sex, quote-unquote, means a person's status as male or female based on immutable biological traits identifiable by or before birth, unquote. Again, I talked about this weeks ago when you got that hospital in Colorado saying we're not going to identify the babies as male or female. You know, when you go before the baby is born, you go and they say, congratulations, it's a girl, or congratulations, it's a boy. But once it's born, we can't put an identifying bracelet on this baby because that would shame them with gender stereotypes, according to this crazy hospital. It is mental illness, and it's the mental illness of these liberals that is being put out there. And reading again from the document that the New York Times got, it's a memo that was leaked to them so they could wring their hands publicly about it. The sex listed on a person's birth certificate, as originally issued, shall constitute definitive proof of a person's sex unless rebutted by reliable genetic evidence. In 2017, reports WND, I'm sorry, this is Breitbart, Sessions Department discarded Obama's transgender policy statements at the request of women's prisoners. Sessions has also ended Obama's support for mixed-sex prisons by in early 2018. Can you imagine that? Going to have men in prison with the ladies. What could possibly go wrong? Yeah. So Sessions ended that, fortunately. The Pentagon has already announced it will use biology as a bright line, quote-unquote, when documenting the sex of a potential recruit. And, of course, progressives are incensed by this whole idea. They are livid. Eric Kleinenberg, a sociologist at New York University, described the policy as an act of violence. No, Eric, an act of violence is what happens, is what can happen. You increase the risk of that when you put men in women's restrooms, men in women's locker rooms, men in women's prisons. That is what you were inviting, is an act of violence. So they got a hashtag for Twitter. Hashtag won't be erased. The proposal does not, however, as Breitbart points out, suggest that agencies should stop people who are trying to live as members of the opposite sex, but should simply defer to biology when documenting people's sex. Look, we've got people, I talked about this again, people who identify as a dog. They want to be addressed as a dog. They pretend that they're a dog. As a matter of fact, the person who did this, this mentally ill person, needs help. This guy first identified as a woman, then that wasn't enough. Now that man who identified as a woman is now identifying as a dog. Should we indulge this mental fantasy, this mental illness, or should we give them help? As I pointed out in this Breitbart article, most people in America want to help people who are suffering from mental illness like this, but they don't want to make this some kind of a legal determination. Multiple polls show that Americans reject transgender ideology claim that a person's legal sex is determined by their feelings, by their mental state. In Massachusetts, coming up in this November, they're going to be voting on whether or not they're going to have a pro-transgender law that will allow opposite-sex people who say they're transgender to violate privacy expectations in single-sex institutions such as showers and sports leagues. So they're going to put it to a vote in Massachusetts. Of course, that's their right. The federal government, however, has no right to do anything like that. The state government can do that, and then people can get out of Massachusetts if they want to avoid a mentally ill. You know, the place becomes just draw a line around it like they did Escape from New York, you know, turn it into a prison, turn it into a mental institution. People can escape from Massachusetts if they want. And then finally, they point out that in 2017, Obama told NPR that his promotion of transgender ideology made it easier for President Trump to win the presidency. That's right. It is deeply unpopular with the American people. And it is one of the reasons why President Trump was elected. Obama understands that. They don't care. Because they want to turn this country into Sodom and Gomorrah no matter what. And same reason that they want to bring in people from foreign countries who hate this country. They're burning the American flag of these embassies. They are coming here to destroy this country.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, one of the objectives of sexualizing 3-year-olds to 8-year-olds with a drag queen story hour, get them to embrace gender fluidity, to get them to see drag queens as a role model. That is explained as a way to stop bullying. And I want you to keep that in mind as you look at what is really happening to Christian bakers across the country. We have a Christian baker in California. Remember, we had the Christian baker in Colorado, and it was the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, put that in quotes, Civil Rights Commission, who came after the Masterpiece cake shop baker, owner Jack Phillips. He fought them all the way to the Supreme Court. He won. That was in June, however. Then fast forward to September, and that same commission, that same so-called Civil Rights Commission in Colorado, came after the same baker that just defeated them, saying, you can't force me to violate my religious beliefs in a obvious attempt to set this guy up and to bully him for homosexual marriage. Then they come after him for another case where he refused to bake a anniversary cake for a man coming out with his transgender identity, identifying as woman. So he wanted to celebrate his anniversary. I guess you could call it his traniversary. His traniversary. Coming out as a woman, and he wanted this guy to bake a cake for him. Clearly another case of harassment and bullying. He doesn't have a monopoly on cakes. And yet they came after him yet again. It doesn't matter, as I said before, it doesn't matter if the Supreme Court makes a ruling. It doesn't matter that the Supreme Court ruled that you can't censor free speech in the public square, even if the public square is privately owned. That doesn't matter. We're going to have Supreme Court decision after Supreme Court decision until they get one that says that the internet is different. You don't have any free speech on the internet. Corporations are not only people, but they are kings. Kings of free speech. And they can shut it down, even if Jack Dorsey says over and over and over again that Twitter is a public square. He can still censor you on his private platform, even though the Supreme Court said no. We're going to ignore that Supreme Court decision until the liberals get one that they like. And that's what they're doing with these bullying and harassing charges that are being brought up by so-called civil rights commissions against Christians. They're going to continue to bully them until they get the court decision that they want. Here's another one reported by WND. After failing in its initial prosecution of a Christian baker who declined to bake a cake for a same-sex wedding, California has launched a second case against Tastries Bakery. The state's claim is that a couple of lesbians were stunned, offended, and hurt when they were told that they could not force their beliefs on this business. The state's first case against Tastries over the same incident failed. The state then renewed the same investigation, while the judge declared his, quote, judgment is final, unquote, and is, quote, not being appealed. Again, these activists in government don't care what the legal system says until the legal system gives them the answer that they want. They don't care what the voters say. You know, we had a referendum in California about the definition of marriage. And I don't like seeing the state defining marriage. I don't like to see the state saying we've got to have a license to get married. I don't think it's any of their business. I think Christians abdicated that authority, unfortunately, to the state. And we've seen its perversion now. But you had the liberals use the court system to usurp elections when they had a referendum in California to define marriage. And now they're doing it again. They keep coming after this one particular baker in California. The judge says, that's final. Stop after the same person. I've already issued my ruling. They keep coming again and again. And they keep coming after this baker in Colorado. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. There's a court case in California, as I was saying at the top of the hour, launched against a Christian baker. A lesbian couple wanted a wedding cake. We've heard this story before. It's been litigated all the way to the Supreme Court. We had a judge there in California say, no, there's no basis for this. And so California, instead of saying, okay, we accept your judgment, said, no, we're going to come again. Came back again before the same judge. And the judge said, this was a plenary judgment. It was not a preliminary one. This judgment is final. It is not being appealed. But they don't care. See, they will keep going until they get the one that they want, and then they will proclaim it is the law of the land. This is a very interesting tale because it shows the tactics of the left. They can't win with their agenda in elections. They're losing in elections. And so they use the courts to tie things up, to try to overturn elections, to try to get what they want through the courts. And even when they lose in the court, they keep coming back time and again. As I also said, you know, they come back now fresh off of the victory, fighting all the way to the Supreme Court. That same baker in Colorado, that same Colorado commission is now coming after him for not baking a transgender cake after he fought them and won over the gay marriage cake. And now you've got a California commission coming after a baker there again for a gay wedding cake. The judge said the defendants must respect this court's judicial authority. No, they don't. They use it when it is what they want, and they don't respect it when it isn't what they want. This court rendered a plenary judgment addressing the constitutional rights of the defendants. Neither side may submit the matter to the court's jurisdiction without objection. Neither side may take the court's temperature and then act as if the court's judgment has not been made. And as they pointed out, they said the state making its case. This is what the state had to say as they're coming after this baker. They said, Ms. Miller believes any pre-ordered pastries cake made for an event that celebrates a same-sex couple's marriage sends a message, whether or not anyone knows the cake is from pastries. It sends the message that pastries is in agreement with the celebration, a message she is unwilling to send without exception. And they don't care about the First Amendment. They don't care about the free exercise of religion. I don't know what principle they think overturns the free exercise of religion that can force people to bake these cakes. And yet people will say, well, you uphold this for bakers. Why doesn't Twitter have the same capability? It's private. No, it isn't. It's a monopoly. It's the public square. That's the difference. These are not the only places that they can get these cakes done. But Twitter and Facebook are the public square. They are public space that is privately owned, and they should not be allowed to censor people. It is totally different. Totally different. But you have these libertarians like Gary Johnson and others out there as they argued this in the 2016 election. Gary Johnson was saying, well, you know, I think that you ought to be able to force bakers to bake cakes. And then the libertarians will come back and say, but you can't force Twitter to not censor. They have the prerogative to censor people, but the baker doesn't. I mean, that's the amazing thing that is happening with the Libertarian Party now. That's why, interestingly enough, in areas where the Libertarian Party, as it's currently constituted, is running third-party candidates, they are hurting the Democrats more than they are hurting Republicans. Isn't that interesting? Because they've embraced this kind of insanity. And talking about the grief of these lesbians who couldn't get their cake baked at that particular bakery, the state, as they're coming against this woman multiple times again, ignoring the judge's verdict, the state made the case. They said these lesbians were so upset that they considered purchasing a pre-made non-wedding cake from a grocery or big box store. I mean, how the agony of this. I mean, you know, look at the bullying that was done by this baker. So among the state's demands is that the baker has to pay for all of their employees to go through indoctrination for the next 5 years. Really? How are they going to indoctrinate them? Are they going to force them to go back to high school? Because that's really where this kind of indoctrination is pretty much taking place. Oh, I guess you could go to kindergarten. Or maybe they could force them to go to a drag queen story hour for the next 5 years. That is a punishment that is beyond contemplation. So I guess maybe that's what they're going to come up with to really get them. We got CNN publishing a story from Jeffrey Sachs. And, of course, this is in wake of the hurricane. You know, that's President Trump has got blood on his hands because of that hurricane. Jeffrey Sachs at CNN says that Trump and the Republicans, people like Marco Rubio, people like Florida Governor Rick Scott, have blood on their hands because they are responsible for the hurricane. And as Mark Morano points out at Climate Depot, CNN has officially descended into the depths of comical climate change claims. With the October 18th publication of UN and Pope Francis advisor Jeffrey Sachs' absurd claims about President Trump, said they should be held accountable for climate change crimes against humanity and for willful climate denial. Yes, that's the new religion of the left, that and transgenderism. Those are the religious principles on which they will die for. And then we have Ocasio-Cortez. As she, I guess, read this from Jeffrey Sachs, you know, she was criticized because she had an interview where she kept saying, totally, you know, like for sure. She kept saying that over and over again. Somebody put together a piece to show how many times she was saying that. So I guess she's trying to improve her vocabulary and the way that she speaks. So she looks, does a little bit of reading, of course, from CNN only because she's not going to read a book or anything. And she sees this talk about climate change and how it's going to destroy humanity and how it is an existential threat. And I guess that has become today's phrase, existential threat. And she repeats it over and over again, like totally. Here's Ocasio-Cortez.
So we have
like totally an existential threat. And she goes on and on and on. It is an existential threat. She likened climate change to Nazi Germany, saying that the two pose a similar kind of existential threat. Let me tell you what the existential threat is. The existential threat are people. Of course, she's going to be maybe the youngest woman to ever be elected to Congress, and she probably will be elected by people like those in this video that I'm going to play for you from Campus Reform. They went to Texas A&M University, and they asked college students there who they liked. And they're like, totally for Beto O'Rourke. And then they asked them, well, can you tell me one thing that Beto O'Rourke has done that you like? And they had an existential crisis when they tried to describe this. I'll let you see the video. This is from Campus Reform.
Are there any accomplishments in his career that you can point to that would make him a good person for office?
I am not aware of a lot of specific accomplishments that he has made.
Are there any accomplishments at Vado's that you would point to?
I don't know any, so I can't say anything
okay.
for that.
Is there anything you can point to as things to be like, yeah, he has accomplished this?
I think he's accomplished, like, honestly getting his name out there. If he's for not doing much, it sounds like he's really...
But it's just being popular an accomplishment, though, like career accomplishments.
He hides his name.
I honestly couldn't point to anything. I'm just trying to...
These are all people, by the way, that he has previously shown clips of that they support.
Any accomplishments of Beto O'Rourke you can point to?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard anything.
What are accomplishments of Beto's that you would point to?
I mean, he's been working really hard with everything that he's been doing around Texas. Maybe he's not, he doesn't really have the platform to make a huge difference right now.
Those same people that are probably saying
about the man. They don't even know his name. He got his name out there. That's not even his name. We're going to talk about the election. Is it a blue wave? Is it a red wave? Is it an immigration wave? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know
from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Look at what's happening in this country. Are we going to have a wave of foreign voters, or is there going to be a red wave when we look at the election? You go back to this time in 2016, we're being told that there was a 92% probability that Hillary Clinton was going to become president. 92% probability. That was the mainstream media's analysis of the situation. And now they're telling us that there is a certainty that there is going to be a massive blue wave. President Trump says, no, I see a red wave building. I know, quite frankly, I really hate the fact that these colors were forced upon us. At the time that the Democrats started to go openly socialist and communist with their policies, that was a time that conveniently the media came up with colors to be assigned to the different parties. Red and blue. But of course, they wouldn't call the Socialist Party, the party that was openly embracing socialism, they wouldn't color them red. That has always been and still remains the party of socialist progressives and communists, but they wouldn't give that to the party that embraces all of those aspects. Now, we are now the Red Party, and I think we need to stop really embracing that false paradigm that has been forced upon us. It absolutely is a tactic of control and of misdirection. But they are masters of selecting the terminology. You know, they stole the term liberal from people who were what we call today libertarian, or at least used to be called libertarian. People who embraced, let's just put it this way, people who embraced economic freedom and individual liberty were called liberals in the 1800s. And then in the early 1900s, because that was such a desirable label, the socialists stole it. And then after they got painted with the color red, they painted their opponents with the color red. This is what they always do. They always take the high ground in terms of labels, in terms of other aspects of the political debate. Once they get that high ground, it's very we adopt it as well. That's the amazing thing. So we let them get away with that. But let's talk about what's going on at the border, because we've got a lot of people who are very upset that one of the media outlets, I think it was Reuters or AP, referred to it as an army. They said, you can't call them an army. It's a caravan. It's a caravan. No, it is an invading army. Let's play for you, let's get video clip number three. Judge Jeanine picked up on the idea of what needs to be done to defend us from this invading army. She said, use the military to defend the border. That's something I've been saying for a very long time. It's something that Rand Paul has said. Rand Paul said, what's going on with this defense budget? We've got a record increase in the defense budget. The increase is bigger than the total budget of the Russians. Let me repeat that. Just the increase in our budget is bigger than the total budget of the Russians. And yet we don't have any money to protect our borders in that budget. But it could and it should be used to protect our borders. If we're going to have a Department of Defense instead of just a Department of War or Empire, let's defend our borders. Why can't we defend our own borders? Ann Coulter has said that. Now we've got Judge Jeanine saying it. Let's play what she had to say about defending the U.S. borders with the U.S. military.
The military needs to be deployed to our southern border immediately to stop the caravan of thousands of illegals pouring into our nation. Right now is a very dangerous time for Americans. Border control is essential to your safety and the safety of your family. The military, the National Guard, ICE, Border Patrol, and DHS needs to block this caravan from entering our nation. Now, I'm not saying they're all criminals. What I am asking is, who are they? What I am saying is, I want to vet them, screen them. I want to find out who among them is a criminal, who among them is a gang member, like the notorious MS-13 gang members who arrogantly rode into our United States by invitation during the Obama years and are now in New York and elsewhere brutally and savagely murdering innocent American citizens.
Exactly. How are we going to know who's coming across? Now, when they say that these people are coming across, they say, well, we're trying to escape poverty. We're trying to escape gangs and cartels. Well, you can't escape the gangs and cartels if you don't have anything at the border. They will just come across just as easily as you do. As a matter of fact, that is happening all the time. I mentioned many times about MS-13, the gang from El Salvador that was allowed to grow and flourish in California because they didn't want to deport them. They become a multinational gang. And they move freely, and they have metastasized all the way across this country from California all the way up to Long Island, New York. And there they have been involved in the Northeast in many cases in Pennsylvania, in New Jersey, in New York, especially on Long Island, in murders. And the people who are being murdered are people who were El Salvadoran immigrants themselves. And one of the fathers of one of the children who was murdered says, I hope that we would escape this when we got out of El Salvador. Well, of course you're not going to if there's no border patrol. That's the only thing that even protects peaceful migrants, even if they come here illegally. They're only going to be protected if we can patrol these borders. So now Mexico is saying that there's up to 10,000. We've been told 1,000, 4,000, 5,000, 7,000. Now it's 10,000 is one of the latest reports coming across. Brian Stetler, other Democrats, claim there is no organization to the up to 10,000 strong caravan, says the Independent Sentinel. But the cartels are definitely involved in organizing the caravan. So are Hispanic Americans. Also involved is Pueblo Sin Fronteras, No Borders, funded by several groups funded by George Soros's foundation. About 700 Mexican law enforcement guarded the border bridge that was filled to capacity. You've seen the pictures of that. Thousands of future illegals, but they paid absolutely no attention to the people who are just swimming across right underneath them. And I think that is the picture that you need to keep in mind, the fact they're not paying any attention to it. Now, we've been told by mainstream media, Fox News and others, 4,000, 5,000, 7,000, 10,000. Just in the Rio Grande, if you want to listen to our own government, the Customs Border Patrol sector chief of the Rio Grande Valley, said that over 12,000 illegals were caught in just the last 3 weeks. That is a caravan full per week just in that one area. As I've said before, the first so-called caravan, it was actually an army in defiance of our laws and defiance of our borders, was about 1,000 people. And I said, there's more than 1,000 people that are coming across the U.S.-Mexican border every day. There's a caravan coming across. And that's just what we know about. And this Rio Grande Valley, Texas Border Patrol agent says over 12,000 in the last 3 weeks. 700 were caught just on Saturday. 16,000 family units were reported caught in the last month in the Rio Grande Valley sector. All these illegals take manpower and resources. He's putting out a call for help. Help.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Real existential threat. I played for you earlier in the program Ocasio-Cortez having a rally of a few people and repeating over and over again that climate change is an existential threat. Oh, did I mention an existential threat? Said it 3 or 4 times. No, the real existential threat to our country are the open borders. And as we look at what the Rio Grande Valley, Texas Border Patrol chief says about 12,000 people caught in the last 3 weeks, 700 just on Sunday, or rather Saturday alone. Talks about 16,000 family units caught in the last month by the RGV sector. They said all these illegals, he said, take manpower and resources to detain, process, house, clothe, feed, and give medical treatment. Where are they being detained? Where are they being housed? Where are they being given housing and clothing and cared for? They're being taken to military bases. But of course, we can provide all of these things, the housing, the medical care, the food, the clothing. We can provide all of that at the medical, at the military bases with military money, but we can't do anything to stop them from getting into the country. And there's a big difference between taking them to a military base and stopping them from entering the country. Because once they get into the country, once they get into a military base, now they are into the legal system. And that can be gamed to keep them here. They understand how to game that. That's why this is such an epic failure to not do anything about this. And President Trump has a duty. It is an existential threat. It was a key thing that he was elected on, and he needs to stand up and do something about this and do it now. Don't just threaten to do something about it. Don't just tell the Mexican government that they have to stop the people that they're giving permission and aid to transit their country. Don't just tell them to stop doing that. He needs to stop it. They're not going to stop doing that any more than they're going to stop, then they're going to fund the wall. They're not going to do that. The other thing, as this Border Patrol chief is talking about what's happening at the border. He said, we need personnel, we need technology, we need infrastructure. He said, we have intercepted nearly 800 pounds of marijuana just yesterday. Well, that's part of the problem there, isn't it? So there's a couple of things that are happening that are pushing and pulling this. And we know that the Democrats want the voters, and we know that the Republican establishment wants the cheap labor. And so we need to stop those two things. And it's pretty obvious what needs to be done to both of those, isn't it? It's also something that is not talked about, and that is the thing that is pushing them here, as much as anything else, is the violence with the drug cartels. You know, more people are dying in Mexico than in any other conflict in the world, except for Syria. And in Syria, you've got massive aerial bombing campaigns taking place. In Mexico, it is simply one-on-one violence, you know, kind of like what everybody is so upset about at the Saudi consulate. That kind of stuff is happening tens of thousands of times in Mexico every year because it's the competition between different drug cartels. It's not the competition between a crown prince. It's not the Game of Thrones that's happening. It's a different kind of Game of Thrones, but it has been put into place by our war on drugs. These pushers are the ones who are pushing the people into our country to try to escape that kind of violence. I don't blame them. That's one thing that we could stop. We could stop enforcing the United Nations agenda for the drug war. The other thing that is pulling them in is this welfare program. And again, it begins when we take 16,000 family units and we send them to military bases where we give them food, clothing, housing, medical care. And they know that they can also get a free education, and that's what the Mexican government is encouraging its own citizens to do. They don't want to educate their kids and pay for it in their country. They want them to be educated at your expense. You sacrifice your American dream of owning a home so you can educate the children that the Mexican government doesn't want to pay for. I mean, these are the uncomfortable truths, folks. Yeah, we need to do something with the military at the border. We could build a wall. We could build some kind of a temporary barrier to keep them out of our legal system. That's the most important thing. And that's the first thing that has to be done. But we have to get to the underlying causes of this. The Democrat and Republican establishment wanting voters, wanting cheap labor. And then the policies that we've put in place, our welfare system pulling them in. Our war on drugs pushing them in to try to escape the corruption and the violence that we've created in their country. And that's really what we have to solve. And nobody's even talking about that. Nobody's doing anything about the wall either. We got MSN. Listen to how they lie about the numbers of people coming in. They want to pretend that it's nothing other than this mass of people flaunting our borders, flaunting our laws. They said, well, at least 5,000 people on Sunday. Well, we've had some people say 10,000 or more. Despite threats from President Trump to use the military to seal the border, this group has increased to 5,000, they said. But go down. That's in the first paragraph. Go down to the third paragraph, and it says the LA Times, citing Gerardo Hernandez, head of the local government's emergency services in Mexico, reported that 7,233 immigrants had registered over the past 3 days. So what is it? Is it 5,000 or is it 7,200? I mean, they changed the number just within two paragraphs of each other. And then he goes on to say, tells Reuters, you can't even walk. There's so many people. And again, they say they're trying to escape poverty, corruption, gang violence, and Honduras as well. And so we're drawing them in. Come on in. You make it into America, and they're not coming here, folks, for free stuff, for freedom rather. They're coming for free stuff. That's the difference between these migrants and between the people that came at Ellis Island and the people that founded this country. The people who founded this country because they wanted freedom. The people who came on Ellis Island wanted that freedom. They wanted to be part of the American system. These people only want free stuff. And they hate this country. And they made it very clear. They are burning tires in front of the U.S. Embassy in Honduras. In Tegucigalpa, Honduras, protesters are burning fires at the U.S. Embassy, marching in support of the caravan of migrants on Friday. These aren't even the people who are coming. They hate America. They're doing this in defiance of America. But we're not allowed to call it an invasion. We're not allowed to refer to them as an army. We're not allowed to use our army to stop the invasion, to stop the army that's coming across the border. Another one, you got migrant caravan is tearing down the gates at the Mexican border, a border fence between Guatemala and Mexico. Now, Mexico is providing them with 45-day visitor permits. I have spoken to a retired border agent. He said, this is nothing new. And people are saying, is this a head fake for Mexico? Yeah. Is Mexico lying to President Trump about trying to stop the migrant caravan? Yes, they are. This is nothing essentially any different than what they've always been doing. They'll give them a 45-day visa. And I talked to the retired Border Patrol agent. He's head of a organization of retired Border Patrol agents. Months and months ago, when this first caravan came out, and he said what they'll do is they'll give them a visa for 45 days. That gives them enough time. They'll give them that visa if they say that they're not going to be staying in Mexico. If they say they're on their way to the U.S., they'll give them that visa. They can transit the country. They'll give them 45 days to go across the country, and then they'll leave them alone. And these people will go across Mexico. They'll go past all the different embassies and various consulates of the American government that are throughout Mexico. They'll pass all those up. They won't apply for asylum. They won't go to a entry point to apply for asylum. They'll sneak across the border. And Mexico is complicit in this. So are they lying? Of course they're lying. Has anything changed? Nothing has changed. Except for the fact that they put everybody together to flaunt this to President Trump and to the Americans. They're flaunting this army that is invading our borders. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, we want more money, and this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a pinker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment. I want to get into some health news that just recently come out. And I want to finish up what's going on with the border. As Pat Buchanan says, this is President Trump's chance to stop the third world invasion of the West. We all understand that this is what's going on. The question is, will President Trump take the initiative to stop this? Or is he going to pretend that it is in the hands of other people, that he is blocked by the judiciary, or that he doesn't have the power to use the military to stop this? There's a lot of massive structural reforms that have to take place that President Trump can't do, but he can stop the invasion by using the military to stop this, rather than picking them up and taking them to a military base and housing them and feeding them and clothing them and giving them medical treatment and putting them in the legal system, letting them game that legal system. He can stop it at the border, and he must do that. We're also going to talk about what's coming up tonight in terms of the rally for Ted Cruz that President Trump is going to be doing outside of Houston. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest and broadest sale that we have ever had, 50% off all InfoWars Live products and free shipping. Things like Brain Force Plus, Secret 12, our vitamin B12, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, Alpha Power, Bod Ease, the Real Red Pill, Ultimate Bone Broth, all of these, 50% off and free shipping. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the biggest, deepest sale we've ever had and free shipping store-wide. We really do need and appreciate your support. Okay, as we were saying before, the AP caught a lot of heat from liberals by calling it an army of migrants. They were forced to go back and change because so many people were triggered by that word, an army of migrants, that they changed it to caravan because, you know, that's not as threatening. But folks, if you have people who are hostile to your country, as we saw the people in Honduras, at the capital, Honduras, burning tires in front of the American embassy, chanting, getting in the face of the people there, defiant, aggressive, hostile to America, coming in massive numbers, saying you can't stop us, that's not an invasion, that's not an army. Question is, what will President Trump do about it? Pat Buchanan says this is the chance to stop the third world invasion of the West. These people who are posing as asylum seekers are not really seeking asylum. Most of them openly admit that they're coming here for a job. That is not the basis for immigration. But that's about to change. The UN is going to change that. The UN is about to push through a new migration compact. This whistle was blown on this new UN agenda by a member of the German parliament. He is an AfD, Alternative for Deutschland member. His name is Fran Mayer. He said he's most disconcerted by the latest developments. He said piled on his desk is a mountain of papers with the headers showing the logo of the United Nations. He says every MP of Europe needs, even every mayor, should be forced to read this. He said, if it hadn't been for the AfD and the German parliament, no other political force would dare to criticize this monstrous document. The document is a draft text for the so-called Global Compact for Migration for UN member states. So this is something that is being pushed. You know, we have, as Nancy Pelosi said, you know, we have the North American agreement. We've got NAFTA. So that border between us and Mexico is, we just have one community. It's the North American community. And that's just a line running through part of the community. It's no different to Nancy Pelosi and the people who see NAFTA as creating a North American union. It's no different to them than the border between Texas and Oklahoma. That is just an arbitrary line, imaginary line. These people are all part of one community, they say. Same thing in the European Union. You know, once somebody gets into the European Union, they can manipulate the laws there to stay and to move about in the European Union to get asylum and so forth. Now the UN is making this global. And as he points out, he said, this document will enforce migration to Europe. It is an open border propaganda on steroids. And of course, as people have pointed out, the starting point for this was a summit that was held at the UN in September of 2016. And Barack Obama was the one who issued the invitation. Just so you know where everybody stands on this, in case you hadn't figured that out by now. Take a look at how it looks in Spain, for example. There they've got a wall that's about 7 meters high. And they had hundreds of people just decide that they would storm the border fence all at once. So this is a border fence. They have a small Spanish enclave that borders Morocco. And so technically, legally, if these people can somehow get over that fence, that 21-foot-high fence, they're now in the EU legal system, and they can game that legal system to go and anywhere they want to in the European Union. And so they had 300 of them storm the fence. 200 of them actually made it onto Spanish soil, and now they can be part of the European Union legal system. One man died, however, during the incident. But again, it's the overwhelming push. So far, 6,000 migrants have done that push over that one spot, going over that 21-foot-high wall. But, of course, we're going to have 30,000 doing that at the Mexican border. That's really what's going to happen. There's no limit to how many people are going to be coming across. It's not going to be just a couple hundred. It's going to be thousands, and it is happening every day, every week. Just right now, they have created a photo op. In Italy, they're coming by boat. And so far, They have turned back many boats there. The Prime Minister of the Interior, Matteo Salvini, they said, has expressed joy on Twitter. The NGO rescue ships, these are things that are being run by these NGOs, these non-governmental organizations funded by people like George Soros. They are picking the people up. All they have to do is just get out in the water, and they will pick them up and then take them the rest of the way into Italy. And so Italy was saying, you're not landing that here, and turning them away. Many of them went to Spain. Some of them did turn back to Libya, but most of them were going to Spain as a result. But they point out that last year they'd had 110,000 people land going up to October. This year they had cut that down to 21,000. We have to have the will to push this back. And we have to have the will to tell President Trump, even though we support him and even though the Democrats are the ones who are pushing this, we have to tell President Trump, we have to lobby him, if you will, to be stronger on this, because it has to be done now. I mean, they're pushing this, they're escalating this, and now is the time to do it. We had President Trump, as he is pushing for the election coming up, hoping that's going to be a red wave and not an immigration wave. He was in Nevada over the weekend. Joe Biden was in Las Vegas and only had 193 people at his rally. President Trump was in a very small town, Elko, and quite frankly, any town in Nevada outside of Las Vegas is a small town. But in that small town, they had to turn away 6,000 to 7,000 people. When Joe Biden can only get 193 people in Las Vegas. And, of course, the same thing is happening here in Texas. A big rally tonight in support of Ted Cruz. Already over 100,000 people have shown interest in attending the rally today. And they had to change the venue from one place. They were originally going to be the NRG Arena that holds only about 8,000 people. They had to move it to the Toyota Center so they could get in 19,000 people. That still means they're going to have 80% of the people turned away. 100,000 people signed up for this rally. So what President Trump has done is to set up what he said is going to be the biggest Texas tailgater party ever seen. They're going to have food, music, and big screens for viewing the main event. It's going to start at 6:30 p.m. local time outside of Houston. One of the president's most vocal detractors, Michael Avenatti, the porn lawyer, said yesterday that he will cancel his resistance rally in Texas. He cited a scheduling conflict. Now, what kind of a scheduling conflict would that be? Oh, that's right. His rally, his resistance rally, he had a scheduling conflict with President Trump's huge rally. Can you imagine Joe Biden only getting 193 people in Las Vegas? How many people would show up to an Avenatti rally? It would maybe, I don't know, 10? Maybe less? I don't know. That would be an embarrassment. Meanwhile, we got Donald Trump Jr. attacking Beto O'Rourke, saying he's an Irish guy pretending to be Hispanic. Where have you heard that before? Yeah, he's talking about the Beto Mail. He says, what's authentic about an Irish guy pretending to be Hispanic? I'm just asking for some friends in Texas. Yeah, we know. Maybe he should take a DNA test. Or maybe a lie detector test. Have a Beto take that test. No, we know what his DNA is. It's 100% socialist. Thanks for listening.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.